It's a blitz. Twist on arm. Palmer. Sack.
Oh, yeah.
15-yard line. Down he goes.
Luke Kuechly.
As we continue our position reviews here on Panthers.com, we talk about linebackers. And I tell you, I love me some good linebackers, Brian. And there's none better than that guy, number 58, Thomas Davis, and what he meant to this team.
Well, if you like linebackers, Carolina Panthers is the place to be, Mike. I mean, what a group. And it starts this season in particular with Thomas Davis. You know, him and Luke Kuechly as bookends that, you know, we always take for granted what these guys do sometimes. But Thomas got spotlight a little bit more at times, even this year, with Luke Kuechly going through an injury situation, as we'll talk about as well. 132 tackles based on coaches' stats. 2.5 sacks, 3 interceptions, all over the place. I mean, and father time is not a factor for this guy.
No, he continued to play at a high level. And, Max, I tell you what, one of the things I'll get you to speak on is his commitment to excellence and to this team. One of the plays that I will never forget was in Seattle when that game was pretty much getting out of hand. There was a play that went down the field. Thomas Davis was all the way on the opposite side of the field, ran across the field and caught the receiver 45 yards down the field. No one can question his heart.
Yep, and that is why he is the heart and soul, really, of this defense and this team. And that's who Thomas Davis is for this group. There was never going to be any quit in him, and as a result, you knew there was never going to be any quit in the Panthers. And that's what we saw throughout this difficult season. For Thomas, though, individually, this was a guy we always talked about. Man, is he ever going to get a chance to go to the Pro Bowl? You know, he finally gets nominated last year. The Panthers had better things to do. They were in the Super Bowl. This year, though, he will get to make a trip. He's a Pro Bowler for the second year in a row. So after all those years of wondering if Thomas was ever going to get his due, he's a Pro Bowler 2 years in a row. Good to see that.
Well, there's no question that Luke Kuechly is one of the best defensive players, bar none, in the NFL. But this season took a different twist for him. And I tell you what, Brian, you could tell it had some effect on this team.
Yeah, I mean, both, you know, the injury period is going to affect you. You don't have Luke Kuechly in there. Certainly the Panthers have great depth at linebacker to try to make up for his absence, and they did a good job in that regard. But emotionally, it was tough to see what happened with Luke there. Week 11, he goes down late in the game against the Saints. A win that almost didn't even feel like a win with the emotion of that moment. Then the Panthers made the decision when he was able to come back, given the playoff situation, putting a lot of factors into play, to leave him on the sidelines. You know, again, some other guys got some more experience. Luke looked like he fit right in perfectly as an assistant coach there on the sidelines. And, you know, you look at his numbers at the end of the season, again, just to speak to the greatness of this guy, these could have been, you know, numbers for somebody if they played 16 games, mm-hmm. and he only played 10. He still had 11 or 12 tackles this past season.
Yeah, 2 sacks, interception, and he missed 6 games. Now, with Luke's absence, other guys stepped up. A.J. Klein stepped into his position. But as far as leadership, a guy that really stepped up was Shaq Thompson. Now we're beginning to see him grow in his role.
One of the really good problems to have for this team is figuring out what to do with Shaq going forward, because he is such an intriguing talent. Again, a former first-round pick. When you have good linebackers, great linebackers like Luke and T.D., when the Panthers go into that nickel defense, there really wasn't much of a place for Shaq unless they were using kind of that Buffalo nickel. What we saw towards the end of the year, especially with Luke not being out there, was they gave Shaq an opportunity to play that role. And you saw him really start to grow and blossom in that and kind of take on the added responsibility and sure go through some growing pains, but that seemed to be really valuable for his development. And so now heading into 2017, you've got 3 linebackers that you feel pretty comfortable using in nickel situations. So, of course, this position group has always been loaded with talent. It certainly feels that way now, especially with there's no concerns about Luke Kuechly going forward. A healthy Luke with TD and Shaq is a great place to start for a linebacker group. And as you were alluding to, Mike, the guys behind Luke at that Mike linebacker depth chart, Klein, Mayo, also got an opportunity to show what they could do late in the season.
Yeah, this group will continue to grow and get better. That's scary for the opposition, not for us. Next up, we will talk about the cornerbacks right here on Panthers.com.